for the aliyah of his neshama. Okay, so today's daf is a little bit technical. So I'm going to try and just give the structure of what we're going to follow, because hopefully that'll make it easier. So we had in our Mishnah, we discussed that there were the dalad misas bezdin, that there were four forms of death that bezdin could administer, and according to the Tanakhama, those were skila, srefa, herig, v'chenek, in order. That stoning, burning, herig is cutting off the head, and chenek is strangling the person. And Reb Shimon said that the order of severity was srefa, skila, chenek, v'herig. So what's going to happen is the Gemara has to prove, is going to try to prove 12 different things. So what are those things we're going to prove? So first we're going to figure out how we know that skila is more chum or more serious than srefa. How do we know that skila is more than hereg? How do we know that skila is more than chenek? So those are the first three. Then we're going to try and figure out how do we know that srefa is more chum than hereg, and how do we know srefa is more chum than chenek? And then we're going to figure out how we know that hereg is more similar, that is more chum than chenek. So those are six things we'll learn according to the Tanakhama. And then we're going to do the exact same thing as relates to Rabbi Shimon, to say, how does he know that that Srefa is more chomer than Skila, that Srefa is more chomer than Chenek, that Srefa is more chomer than Hereg, that Skila more than Chenek, Skila more than Hereg, and then the Chenek more than Hereg. So those are the limudim that we're going to go through today. Hopefully with that introduction, it'll make it a little bit easier to follow the flow of the Gemara. Okay, so we're picking up three lines from the bottom, Memtes Amabez, 49b. So the Gemara says, Skila Srefa Herig V'chenek. So it's going to walk through. So we'll start right away. Skila Chamura Misrefa. So Skila is more chamur, is more serious than Srefa. Now let's first of all talk about when the Gemara says, or the Mishnah says, that Skila is more chamur than Srefa. It's not talking like some people are sitting here, like, would the person rather get killed by having his head chopped off or getting stoned? That's not what it's about. At some level, it seems to be about the severity of the Avera that is relevant, which we'll see. And then in the way it appears in the Rishonim, even that, it's not entirely clear that that's what it means, but it simply means that there's a hierarchy of severity of punishment, and we're trying to figure out what that hierarchy is. Now, we referenced yesterday, Rashi referenced this, that what's the difference, which is more chomer? So the primary difference, which we'll see in today's Gemara, and we'll also see as Rashi referenced, we'll see it a little bit later in Daf Pei Aleph, is the idea that if someone does an action that could receive more than one death penalty for some reason, then they should get the death penalty. On earth, you can only kill a person once, so that you should make sure to give the person the most serious of the death penalties. And that's why we spend all this time trying to figure out which is the most serious. So we say, skila is more chamor than srefa. Why? Shekein nitna l'magadef u'la'oved avodus galilim. That this is what you give to someone. A magadef is someone who blasphemes Hashem. The Rashi reference, beraches Hashem, which is a mevaraches Hashem, which is a euphemism for cursing Hashem. So a megadev, or someone who a Jew who serves avodas galilim, who does idol worship, they get skila. So they say, so fine. Shekein nitna skila is given lemegadev alovid avodas galilim. My chumra, why should serving avodas zara or being a megadev be, what's so chumor about that? So the Gemara says, Shekein poshet yado be'ikar. Because he, poshet yado means extends his hand, be'ikar, in the central, but it means that he's basically rejecting the Ribbono Shel Olam. If someone serves Avodah Zarah, he's rejecting the Ribbono Shel Olam. If he curses Hashem, he's rejecting Hashem. And therefore, that is a very serious action, and that's why we see that Skila is the most chamor, because, you know, it's the punishment given to someone who rejects Hashem. So the Gemara says, Adrabah. He says, maybe you're telling me skila is more chomer than srefa. Maybe srefa is more chomer than skila. That adrav srefa chamura shekein nitna lebas kohen shezinsa. Because that is the, maybe srefa is more serious, because srefa is the punishment that is given to a bas kohen, who is mezana, who has an illicit relationship. Umay Chomro, what's the significance of a Bas Kohen who is Mezana? So the Gemara says, Sheken Mechaleles Esavia, that she disgraces her father. So let's first of all, before we get into understanding what this means, let's just establish how it works with a woman who is Mizana. What is the punishment if she engages in one of the illicit relationships? So a regular woman who engages in an illicit relationship gets hereg. I'm sorry? A married woman, I'm sorry, yes. And we'll actually talk about that on our base. So a married woman who has an Eishes Ish, who has a relationship, is killed with hereg, gets killed with a saif, with a sword. Now, if she is an arusa, if she's a nara murasa, so someone who is a nara is someone who is between that age of 12 and 12 and a half, roughly speaking. If she's a nara and she has only had erisim but has not had nesuin, so that the Torah says that is the punishment of skila. Okay? So it's more serious if someone is a nara murasa who has a relationship than someone who's a married woman who has a relationship. Now that's true of a regular daughter of a regular Jew. If the woman is a daughter of a Kohen, so then the halacha, and we'll see whether this applies in the case of only a regular married woman or also an arusa, then the halacha is that they get sreifa. Okay? So in any event, what you see from this Gemara is that a Bas Kohen who's Mezana gets Sreifa. And you would say maybe a Bas Kohen who's Mezana should be more chamor than someone who gets Skila. Why? Because she disgraces her father or her family. So it's important. We're going to get we'll spend a few minutes here, but the Gemara will go quicker as we go. But the Rishonim, and a lot of discussion about what's the Havamina? In other words, if you're saying that one is serious because you are rejecting the Rabbono Shalom, and then you say, no, well, maybe this one is more serious because she's disgracing her father. Like, what's even the thought that disgracing her father should be more significant than rejecting the Rabbono Shalom? So the Ran brings in a couple of terutzim. The one he brings from Rabbeinu David, he says as follows, an interesting thing. He says that, think about it like this. When someone disgraces her father, she's causing hezek, she's causing damage to her father. But if someone someone curses the Ribbono Shel Olam or serves Avodas Kochavim, they're not hurting the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it's an interesting thing. In other words, he's saying that you know, while it's more serious to curse the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're not hurting the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're just hurting yourself by being a Megadeh, for being an Ovid Kochavim. But if you're hurting your father, that should be more serious. The Imre Tzvi says that really it's two versus one, because she's rejecting, not only is she rejecting the Rabbono Shalom who said not to have this relationship, but she's disgracing her father, versus someone who curses the Rabbono Shalom is only against the Rabbono Shalom. In fact, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says something like that it's more serious a mitzvah ben adam lechavero than a mitzvah ben adam lemakom. Why? Because when you do an avera against your fellow man, not only are you violating a halacha in the Torah, that you can't do something wrong to him, but you're also violating the relationship with him. So it's in a certain sense, it's a 2-to-1. Some of the others, the Chamer V'Chayev, the Aruch Liner, the Binyan Shlomo, a lot of them talk about the fact that they're just trying to say, and we'll see this a little later with Tosos in something else, that they're just, the thought just should be that Skila and Sreifa should be equal, not that somehow being Machala, her father, is more serious. We'll skip the Ravitz Teretz because it will go quicker. But one other one that's interesting, the Sanhedrin Ketana says, he said, I might have thought, he says, for sure it's more serious to curse the Rabbono Shalom. But, you know, it's, the fact that they give a Bas Kohen Shezinsa, he says, maybe the fact that gets Sreifa, he's basically saying maybe we should think that it was simply Gzeiras HaKasav. In other words, what he's trying to say is for sure it's not more serious. It should just be Gzeiras HaKasav. So he wants to know, why don't you say it's Gzeiras HaKasav the other way by a Bas Kohen Shezinsa? And he says that can't be, because the Torah gives a reason and says because she disgraces her father. So the thought is you can't say that that's Gzeiras HaKasav because the Torah gives a reason. So if it doesn't give a reason, maybe the halacha of skil, maybe sreifa is really more chomer because you see it by Bas Kohen, and the fact that someone who curses the Ribbono Shel Olam gets skila is just Gzeiras HaKatziv. In any event, those are different ways of understanding it. The Aderes Eliyahu brings something interesting in case for the last few days you haven't had enough of Nach, of Nevi'im. So he brings something interesting. There's the story that when Yeravam put up the idols because he didn't want people to go to Yerushalayim, because if they went to Yerushalayim, they'd be under the jurisdiction of Rechavam, and that somehow they would rebel. So he set up his own things. And the story says, with the story with Ido Hanavi, that the Navi came to Yeravam, who was standing up on this altar that he made, this Mizbech that he made, that he made outside of Yerushalayim. And it says that he was offering up Ketores, and nothing happened to him. But then when Ido Hanavi came and gave the prophecy and said that what's going to happen to you, and this Mizbech is going to get split, and etc., the Yeravam put his arm out toward Ido and said, take this man, and then his hand was stuck. He couldn't move his hand. So it says, so, and Rashi there really in Malachim brings this. He says he says, you see that he was sitting there violating the Ribbono Shel Olam by bringing Ketores on a false Mizbeach, and yet nothing happened to him. It was only when he was Mevaza Talmud Chacham, when he had the Navi of Hashem, when he had Ido standing across him, that's when his hand froze. So you see the idea that sometimes something that a person does to another person can be more serious than even something they do against the Ribbono Shel Olam. One last thing, which is just very fascinating tshuva, and then we'll get into the regular Gemara. The Nai Dib Yehuda brings something. It's just a very, very interesting case. They came to the Nai Dib Yehuda and they said as follows: that someone had done a tanayim, that they had entered into a marriage arrangement with a boy, and the father of the kala went off. He rejected Judaism in its entirety, and the issue was whether they had to complete the shidduch or not. So the Rav who was asking the Nai Dib Yehuda said that he thinks that they should have to complete the shidduch. Why? Because they said, you saw things in this father beforehand. What did they say? That he used to eat nevelis and trefus. They used to go to McDonald's or whatever, and he used to hang out with bas kusim. So he had girlfriends. Non-Jewish girlfriends or whatever it was. So he said, look, you entered into this arrangement with his daughter when you knew that he was eating at McDonald's and having Jewish girlfriends, so you can't complain when he goes off to Derech altogether. And the Nai Dib Yehuda doesn't like this at all. He says, I don't get it. He says that nevelos and trefos are just chavei lavim. Serious, but it's chavei lavim. He says, and bas kusim, he said, is only a gzeir of the chashmonayim. So he says, How do you compare that to when someone goes off the derech entirely and they reject the Ribbono Shel Olam? And he brings a raya from our Gemara, the idea that skila is chamor misreifa, is the idea that rejecting the Ribbono Shel Olam is considered an entire another level of, that's why skila, it gets more than sreifa. So he says, how can you possibly compare? It's a much more serious violation, and therefore the Nai Dib Yehuda held that they don't have to go through with the shidduch. And he brings, the Beis Yosef actually brings this, the Tshuvas HaRashba, a similar case, but this was interesting. You had a father with a daughter who was engaged. They did a Tanayim, they did a Shilosh Shtara, so they deposited them by a third party, and so pretty much they had locked in the financial aspects of the relationship. And what was the issue? That the guy was a gambler. So the Rashba brings that the story was that he used to be, that even when they entered into the Shidduch, they knew he was a gambler. But he was like a casual gambler. And then he became a more serious gambler. And if you remember from when we learned the Sugya Masachet Bekuvya, it makes a big difference whether he has another job or doesn't have another job. So he graduated to be such a serious gambling addict that he had no other job. So the question was, at this point, can you break the shidduch? Or do you say that since they knew going in that he was a gambler, because he used to gamble, he used to go every so often, he had a Thursday night poker game. So the Rashba Paskins of Beis Yosef brings it, and the Nai Dib Yehuda applies it to this case to say that even where he's not doing something different, he's just doing more of a problem, that's a change in the relationship, is a change in the structure, and therefore they're entitled to call off the shidduch. Okay, so in any event, so that's how we know that That's how. So the question we have is as follows. We're trying to say that skila is more chamer from Sreifa because you see that someone who rejects the Rabbanu Shalom gets skila. And then we say, well, no, maybe Sreifa should be more because a Bas Kohen who's Mezana and disgraces her father gets Sreifa. So maybe Sreifa is more serious. So the Gemara says as follows, top of Nun, Amar Aleph, Kasavri Rabbanon, the Rabbanon hold, Nesua Yotze L'Sreifa Velo Arusa. So the Rabbanon are going to be of the view as follows. So I referenced before that we have a halacha. A regular married woman gets hereg, gets her head chopped off. A arusa, a nara murasa, someone who's in erisin, gets skila. A bas kohen is removed to the halacha of sreifa. At a minimum, that means that and that's going to be the view of the Rabbanon, that a bas kohen who is a nesua, a married, fully married, post-Nesuin Bas Kohen, that's the one who's moved to Sreifa. According to the Rabbanon, the Bas Kohen who is in Arusa stays in the category of Arusa, and she gets Skila. So what the Gemara is going to say is, Rabbanon hold Nesua Yotze L'Sreifa V'lo Arusa, that when the Torah made a special halacha for a Bas Kohen, it was talking that she gets strafed, that she gets burned. It was talking only about a fully married one. But in Arusa, someone who's only had Erisin stays in Skila. Umida afke rachmana la Arusa beskila, shma mina Skila chamura. So he says, so from the fact that basically, and then I don't have time, Rashi has a long thing, but basically Rashi says at the end of the day, the primary issue is that someone who curses Hashem, he rejects the ikker, and that's why skila is more chamor. Rashi explains that the Gemara was dealing with a question: is if that's true that skila is more chamor, that when the Torah tried to make Bas Kohen more serious than a regular person, so if it applies only to an asua, it's fine because you're taking her from hereg, which is what a regular married woman would get, to a bas kohen getting sreifa. Sreifa is more chamor than hereg. But if you apply the halacha of bas kohen also to an arusa, so then what's happening? A regular arusa, bas yisrael, gets skila. And if you're going to now shift her to get sreifa, so you're downgrading her punishment. But yet, obviously, the intention of the Torah in writing a special halacha for bas kohen was to make it more strict. So therefore, this would be a problem, according to the Rabbanon, if you take a Bas Kohen Arusa from the category of Skila and put her into Sreifa, because it's a lesser category. So therefore, the way Rashi understands it, therefore, the Rabbanon hold that in fact, it does not work that way. The Bas Kohen Arusa stays in the category of a regular Arusa, and they both get Skila. It's only a Bas Kohen Nesua who gets Sreifa. So even though in the Gemara, as Rashi points out, it sounds like the Gemara is proving from the fact that the Rabbanon hold that a Bas Kohen does not shift from Skila to Sreifa, that proves that Skila is more Chamor. But actually Rashi says the reason it doesn't shift is because the Chachamim assume that Skila is more Chamor. But in any event, so what do you see that Skila is more Chamor because you reject the Rabbanon Shalom, and in fact the Rabbanon hold that a Bas Kohen Arusa stays in Skila because we want the Bas Kohen to have the more serious, or at least equally serious, punishment as a regular Arusa. Okay? So the Gemara continues. Now we're on to our second proof. Skila Chamura Misayef. It's going to start to go quicker. That Skila is more Chamur than Sayef, than the sword. That it's more Chamur to stone someone than it is to cut off their head. Why? Shekein nitna lemagadif ol'ovet avodas kochavim. Because that Skila is the punishment that we give to someone who curses Hashem or serves avodas kochavim. Umay Chumra. What's the Chumra of cursing Hashem? Kid Amen. Like we said before, that you reject the Iker. Your posha yad be'iker. So the Gemara says, so that's the reason skila is more chamer than sword. Stoning more chamer than sword. So the Gemara says, Adarabba, sayef chamer. I should say that the sword is more chamer. Why? Shekein nitan la'anche irani dachas. Because the sword is the punishment for people who are in an irani dachas. An irani dachas is someone where the majority of the city serves avodas kochavim, right? So umay chumra. So what makes you think that irani dachas is more chamer? Shekein mamonon avad. Because their money is lost. So what does this mean? This means that when a regular person serves avodas kochavim and you give them skila, So their Yarshim can take their money. But when you have to destroy Irani Dachas, all their possessions have to be destroyed. So what do you see? So if you're telling me Skila is the punishment by a regular person who serves Avodas Kochavim, who does Avodah Zara, and then you're telling me for an Irani Dachas, where you can't even touch their money, so it seems that that's more chamor, that has a punishment of Sayef, of a sword, so I should say that a sword is more chamor than stoning, because Irani Dachas is like Uber Avodah Zarah, because not only is it regular punishment, but also you lose the money. So the Gemara says no. Stoning is still more chamor than sword. What about the fact that Irani Dachas gets sword? He says as follows, Asfara, Amrit, we say as follows. Eze koch meruba, koch hamadiach o koch hanidach. So hamadech o koch hanidach. He says, which is more serious? The guy who convinces people in an Irani Dachas, because that's the case of an Irani Dachas, people come and convince him to do Avodah Zarah. Who's more chomer? The guy who convinced the town to do Avodah Zarah, or someone in the town who did Avodah Zarah? Havi Amar Koch HaMadech. You would say that for sure it's the guy who convinced other people to do Avodah Zarah. He's the bad guy who caused it. And what's the Evetanya? We learned in a Braisa, Madiche Irani Dachas Peskilo. And we learned that the people who send the Irani Dachas off get Skilo. So therefore, what do you see? That it must be that skila is more chamer. You were trying to prove that sword is more chamer because the sword applies in a case of Irani Dachas, which is like a heightened Avodah Zarah violation. But we say, clearly you're wrong, because if you're right, then the people who send the Irani Dachas people off would at a minimum get the sword. They shouldn't get skila, which is less. It must be skila is more. Okay, so now we've proven that. The Gemara says, skila chamura mechanek. How do we know that skila is more chamer than strangulation? Because skila is what you give to someone who rejects the Ribbono Shel Olam, or who curses the Ribbono Shel Olam, or serves the Avodah Zarah. Umay chumra, what's the chumra? Kedamra, like we said, that he is posha yad be'ikr, that he rejects the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Gemara says, adraba. And the structures start to become familiar. He says, maybe I should say the opposite. The chenek is chamer, maybe strangulation is more chamer. Why? Shekein nitten. Shekein nitten lemaka aviv v'imo, because strangulation is the punishment that's given to someone who hits his father or mother. Now, by the way, obviously you have the same question going on here, which is how could a father and mother be more chumer than the Ribbono Shel Olam? But in any event, that's the thought. So some of the things we have said before could apply. So that's the question the Gemara says, is maybe strangulation is more because you see someone who hits his father and mother. What's the chumer? My chumer of hitting a father and mother? Shekein hukash kvod on lekvod amakom, because the covet of the Ribbono Shel Olam was compared. There was a hekesh to the covet of a parent. Why? Because it says in Shmos, Kabedes Avicha Vesimecha, so it says Avicha, Kabedes Avicha Vesimecha, it says Kabed, and then it's written also, later when we say in Mishle, we say Kabedes Hashem Ehonecha, that you should honor Hashem with your wealth or with your possessions, right? So you see the word kabed es avicha by parents, and you see kabed es Hashem that kabed es Hashem mehonecha. So you see that the kavod of a father is compared to the kavod of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So maybe I would say that strangulation is more serious. So the Gemara says no. Because we see, midafki rachmana la arusa bas Yisrael, michlal nesua bas Yisrael, mechenek leskila, shma mina skila chamura. So he says as follows, no, I could prove to you that skila is more chamur than chenek, that stoning is more chamur than strangulation. Why? Because as we learned before, if you have a regular woman who is an ashes ish, who has an illicit relationship, she gets what? She gets chenek. She gets. I think, by the way, I said herig before. I meant chenek. She gets chenek. So a regular married woman gets chenek, but yet in arusa gets skila. And we know that an arusa is more serious than a married woman. Why is an arusa more serious than a married woman? Rashi explains because she is actually al karchach arusa chamura minisua. It's four lines up in the thin line. Shera'a l'shamayim v'labrias la'atzmo. Because when a woman who's a nara murasa, she's had erisin, she's doing something that's bad l'shamayim, because she's doing something wrong to the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'labrias, and to her family, ula'atma, and to herself, shepogemes kvoda u'mishpachta, that she's being pogem in her own covenant and in her family. Why? V'ika kolon tvei minasua shekvar nifkuma. And he says there's added shame or embarrassment from a woman who's fully married, because a fully married woman has already been pogom, she's already had relations with a husband. When you have a young girl who's never had relations, and she chooses to conduct an illicit relationship while she's still in the home of her father, she's bringing shame on herself and the family, and she's violating the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah. So therefore, we know, an arusa has to be more serious than a nesua, and we know that a nesua gets chenek, gets strangled, and an arusa gets skila. So therefore, it shows you that skila must be more serious than strangulation.
That was
trying to explain the Havamina of the question. But the Gemara is saying, you see from the structure of the Torah that it took an Arusa out of the category of Chenek and put her in the category of Skila, that despite that argument that is Makish Kvot Shemayim, the covenant of a parent, it doesn't work because you see the Torah doesn't. Okay, so we've now gotten all the way through Skila. Why skila is more serious than srefa, why skila is more serious than herek, why skila is more serious than chenek. Now we're going to go back and figure out why is srefa, is burning, is chamor misayef. How do we know that srefa is more serious than the sword? Shekein nitna lebas koin shezinsa. Because srefa is the punishment that's given to a bas koin who is mezana. Umay chumra, what's the chumra of that? As we said before, shekein mechalala sasaviyah, because she disgraces her father. So the Gemara says, you're telling me Sreifa is more chomer than the sword because a Bas Kohen gets that punishment. Adarab, I'll tell you the opposite. Sayef chomer, let's say that sword is more serious. Shekein nitten anche yerni dachas, because that punishment is given to the people in the yerni dachas. Umay chomer, what's the chomer of people in the yerni dachas? Shekein memoman avad, that they lose their money, that their possessions become a cherim, that you have to destroy their possessions. So the Gemara is saying, maybe I would tell you that even though Srefa is what a Bas Kohen gets, maybe sword is more serious because that's what the Yarni Dachas gets. So the Gemara says, nice theory, but it doesn't work. Nemar avia beskilov and nemar avia besrefa. So the Pasuk says, by the case, it says, Votzias Anara, this is talking by Anar Murasa, Votzias Anara el Pesach Beis Avia uskolua anshe ira bavanim. It says, you bring the Nara Murasa, this woman who had an nesuin, to the door of the house of her father, Avia, and you stone her there, right? And then we see by a bas kohen, it says bas ish kohen kisechel liznos. Then when a bas kohen, starts to be mezana as Avia hi mechalelas. So it's saying that she disgraces her father. So you see Avia. That it's a gzer shava, that the word is used in both places. So therefore what? Ma avia ha'amur beskilo, that just like avia that's written by the case of Naru Murasa. And skilo, we already established, is chamur misayef, is more serious than sword. So therefore, the gzer sakasif tells you, the gzer shava tells you, af avia ha'amur besrefa, srefa chamur misayef. So he says, so therefore, since we know that skila is more chamor than saif, and srefa is compared to skila, so therefore you know that srefa is also more serious than saif. Okay? So now the Gemara says, how do we know that srefa is chamura mechenek? How do we know that burning is more chamor than strangulation? Shekein nitna lebas koin shezinsa. Again, Srefa, our classic reason why it's more chumr, is because that's what a bas kohen, that's mezana, gets. Well, my chumr, what's a chumr? Kid the amran, that says she's mechalal her father. So the Gemara says, you're telling me srefa is the most serious because a bas kohen gets that. Adarabah, maybe I'll tell you the opposite, that chenek is chumr, that strangulation is more chumr. Why? Again, shekein nitten lamaka avivimo. That's what a person who hits his father or mother gets. Umay chumra shekein hukosh kvodan lekvod amakum. And again, a father or mother is compared to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So maybe strangulation is more serious than srefa. So the Gemara says no. How do I know? Because mida afke rachmana l'nesua bas koin mechlal nesua bas yisrael mechenek l'sreifa shma mina sreifa chamura. He says, because I'll bring you a raya from the Torah that sreifa is more chamur than chenek. Why? Because when you're dealing with an nesua bas koin, so when you're dealing with a regular nesua, right, she gets chenek. And when you're dealing with a Bas Kohen, a Bas Kohen is more serious, she gets elevated to Sreifa. Now we're talking about a Bas Kohen who is married. Because remember, we're going according to the Tanakhama, and they hold that it only applies by a Nesua. So a married Bas Kohen is removed from Chenek and placed into the category of Sreifa. So therefore, you see for certain that Sreifa is more serious than Chenek, than strangulation. Okay? So now we have established why skila is more chomer than the other three, why sreifa is more chomer than the other two. Now we need to figure out why hereg is more chomer than chenek. That saif, that a sword, is more chomer mechenek from strangulation. Why? Shekein nitin lanche yer nidachas. Because we know a sword is very serious, because that it's given to people who are in yer nidachas. So my chomer, what's the chomer of yer nidachas? Shekein mamonam avad. That their money is in cherem or has to be destroyed. So you see that sword is more serious than strangulation. So the Gemara says, Adrabba, maybe I'll tell you the opposite. Maybe chenek is chomer, shekein nitin lamaka av v'imo. He says, maybe strangulation is more serious because that's what happens to someone who hits his father or mother. Umay chomer, what's the chomer there? Shekein hukash kvodon l'kvod shemayim, because you know that a parent is compared. So the Gemara says, at the end of the day, it's a svara. Filo hachi posha yada be'ikar adav. Nice theory, but how could you tell me that hitting your father or mother should be more significant than someone who actually serves avodah zarah in the form of iyar nidachas, and therefore the we know that the sword is more serious than strangulation. So we have now established all six proofs of why skila is more chamor, why sreifa is next, why hereg, the sword, is next, and why chenek is last. Okay, so now we're going to do the exact same thing for Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon had a different order. Rabbi Shimon said, burning is most serious, followed by stoning, followed by strangulation, followed by sword. So now we're going to figure out how does he do it. Now, just to give you a heads up, we're going to encounter this in Gemara, but there's basically two things that Rabbi Shimon holds differently, and that's going to in turn inform all of this analysis. One is, we discussed before, a regular woman, Eishes Ishus Mezana, gets chenek, gets strangled. A arusa, a nara murasa, a regular bas yisrael who is a nara murasa, gets skila. A bas kohen who's an asua gets sreifa. The question that we were dealing with, the Rabbanan held that because skila is more chamor, that a bas kohen arusa stays in skila and does not shift to sreifa. Rabbi Shimon, though, holds that a bas kohen arusa is in the category of a bas kohen, which means both a bas kohen arusa or nesua gets sreifa, and that's going to be the origins of why, because Rabbi Shimon holds that, is going to be the reason that he's going to hold that sreifa is more chomer than skila, because you remove the woman, even though she's an arusa, and arusa has a din and skila, you're going to remove her because she's a bas kohen. To get sreifa, must be sreifa is more important. So that's a fundamental difference between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan about what happens to the bas kohen arusa. That's going to be the crux of the issue. The other thing that's different is you're going to see that according to Rabbi Shimon, that the people in an ir nidachas, he has a fundamental difference about what happens to the people in an ir nidachas. So we'll encounter that. But based on those two differences is how everything's going to flow differently for Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara is the second to last thin line. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Sreifa chamura miskila. How do I know that burning is more chamur from skila? Shekein nitna lebas kohen shezinsa. Because that's the punishment. Sreifa is what a bas kohen is mezana gets. Umay chumra. What's the chumra of a bas kohen? Shekein mechalalas zavia, that she disgraces her father. So you see, sreifa is more serious than skila. So the Gemara says, Adrabba, I'll tell you the opposite. Skila chamura. Skila should be more serious. Why? Shekein nitna lemgadim v'lobet avodis kochavim. Because when someone curses Hashem or serves avodis kochavim, he gets skila. Umay chumra. What's so chumra about those things? Shekein poshet yad be'ikar. You're rejecting the rabbanu shel olam. So don't tell me that sreifa is more serious than skila because a bas kohen gets sreifa, but what about the fact that someone who curses the Ribbono Shel Olam gets skila? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Latame, this is what I was saying before, Rabbi Shimon says, goes according to his reason, and we're going to see where does Rabbi Shimon say, we'll see that in Mirza Shimon Alman Beis. The Amar, what does Rabbi Shimon say? Achas Arusa, v'achas Nesua, Yatza L'Sreifa. That both a Bas Kohen, who is a Arusa or a Nesua, so in a Nesua, who's a Bas Kohen, is removed from the regular halacha of Nesua, of getting strangulation and gets burning. But according to Rabbi Shimon, an Arusa of the Bas Kohen gets removed from the regular Arusa punishment of Skila and also gets burning. And therefore, Umin da'afke rachmana la Arusa Bas Kohen, Michlal Arusa Bas Yisrael, Miskila l'sreifa, Shema mina srefa chamura. So he says, from the fact that the Torah takes an Arusa Bas Kohen out of the category, and obviously, a Bas Kohen is more serious than a regular person. So if a regular Arusa is Skila, and a Bas Kohen Arusa is shifted out to some other punishment, in this case, Srefa, it must be because Srefa is the more serious one. So their logic is the same, but their view about whether the Bas Kohen Arusa stays in the category of Skila, which would seem to indicate Skila is more Chamor, or moves to Srefa, which would seem to indicate Srefa is more Chamor, that's the fundamental machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakhama. So it's not a machlokas in Svara, it's a machlokas in at some level, it's Svara, the way Rashi understood, but it's basically, in other words, however you learn which is more chumra, is how you're going to understand the case of Arusa Bas Kohen. Okay, so that proves that Srefa is more chumra than Skila, according to Rav Shimon. Srefa chamura mechanek. How do I know that burning is more serious than strangulation? Shekein nitna le Bas Kohen shezinsa. Again, Srefa we know is serious because it's given to a Bas Kohen who's a mezano. My chumra kidama, like we said before, that asavia he mechalelis, that she disgraces her father. So the Gemara says, well, you're telling me Srefa is more serious than strangulation. Adraba, maybe I'll tell you the opposite. Chenek chamor, that strangulation is more serious. Shekein nitna le mako avivimo, because that's the punishment that's given to someone who hits his father or mother. Umay chumra, what's the chumra of father or mother? Shekein hukosh kvodum lekvodu hamakom. Because we know that there's a comparison between honor for mother and father and the honor of the Rabbono Shalom, so maybe strangulation is more serious. So the Gemara says, Midaafke rachmanal nesua bas koin, michlal nesua bas yisro, mechenek lesrefo, shma mina srefo chamur. He says as follows, that since we know that a regular woman who in Eish Hashish, who's mezana, has chenek, right? But if she's a Bas Kohen, she gets removed from Chenek and gets put into Srefa. And a Bas Kohen is obviously a more serious infraction than a regular Jewish woman. So therefore, it proves to you that Srefa is a more serious thing than strangulation, because she got removed from strangulation and put into Srefa. Okay? So now, how do we know that Srefa is Chamura Misayef? So this is the third of the first round. In other words, you have three things to prove, two things to prove, one thing to prove. So this is the third of the first round. Srefa Chamura Misayef. Why? We know this already. Shekein nitna labas kohen shezinso my chumra kedarman, because srefa is serious because that's the punishment of a bas kohen who has aviyah he mechalelas, that she disgraces her father. So the Gemara says, so therefore it's more serious than the sword. So the Gemara says, maybe adarava saiv chomer, maybe a sword is more chomer. Why? Shekein nitin anshe yerni dachas, because that's what happens in anshe yerni dachas. Umay chumre, what's their chumra? Shekein mamonam avad, that their money is cherim. So maybe sword is more serious. So we say, back to the sword we had before, Amrit, v'chi ezek koach meruba, which one is more serious? Koach madiach, the medech, or koach anidach? Is it the one who incites people to do avodah zarah, or is it the people who do avodah zarah? Obviously, haviyomer koch hamadiach, that you would say that it is the one who leads people off. So therefore, the kavachomer umachenek shechomer misayef. So he says, okay. So now here's where it gets important to understand the second point I said. We learned before that the people who send someone who send the Irani Dachas people off the wrong way, right? That they get skila, right? But he holds, Reb Shimon holds, that the Madiche Irani Dachas get chenek, right? So he's saying if the people who send people off get chenek, and the people who serve Avodah Zarah get the sword, right? So what do you see? You see Umachenek Shechomer Misayev that, so you see that strangulation is more chomer because that's what the inciters get. So therefore, and yet, sreifa is chamurim imenu, that sreifa is more chomer than a sword. How do we know? Because we just learned that. That was what we just learned at the bottom of Amud Aleph. So therefore, sayef hakal lo kol shekein. So if sreifa is more serious than chenek, as we proved on Amud Aleph, and chenek is more serious than sayef because the inciters get chenek while the servers of Avodah Zarah only get the sword, so then obviously sreifa is more chamor than sayef itself. Now, we've had this concept a few different times, this idea that which one is more serious, the one who sends people off, who incites them, or the one who actually does it? And the Gemara seems to take for granted that that it's the one who sends people off. The Riaz was Rabbi Yeshaya Achron, who was one of the German Rishonim. He was a Rishon and lived in Germany. He was the grandson of the Tosfos Rid, and so he brings a kasha from his grandfather, the Tosfos Rid, as follows. He says, "You're assuming that the guy who sends people off is more chumer." But he says, well, that's a bad assumption. Because generally speaking, we know that ain shleach ledvar avera. Why? That you can't, and if I tell someone, go do an avera, you can't blame it on me. Why? Because they should have known, divrei rav, divrei atam, and divrei mishomim. That if you have a choice of listening to the Rabbanu Shalom or listening to me, you should listen to the Rabbanu Shalom. So don't blame me if you did what I asked you to do, right? So we know that's the halacha generally. There's one exception to this, which is that if someone gets someone else to do Avodah Zarah, so then we say the person who got him to do Avodah Zarah did something wrong. But if you think about it, the Tosfos Red says, which one should be more serious? In other words, the fact that we had some special limud that we don't say Divrei Rav, Divrei Atam of Mishomim, and we actually hold the person who incites other people accountable somewhat, at the end of the day, that's much less of a punishment because he has... Even if we hold him accountable, at the end of the day, he has a taina to say, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomim. You shouldn't have listened to me. So why do we take it for granted in our Gemara that the guy who incites should get the more serious punishment? Arguably, he should get the lighter punishment. And the Tosfos Rid doesn't answer the question, but his grandson...
Could make Yeshua, but how could you make the other people make Yeshua?
Oh, so this is a fascinating thing. I'm not going to get into it because it gets into all kinds of things about Gilgal Neshamas. But there's this thing about how you do the Chote Machti, they talk about on this sugya, that someone who causes other things to do, how do you do tshuva? But in any event, when it's talking about the punishment for the significance of the action, so that's the Tosfos Rid's kasha. And the Riaz says, he says that you have to understand what is the case of someone who incites people to do Yer Nidachas, is a case where they say, Bo v'navad Avodah Zarah. There has to be the where they say, come with me and serve Avodah Zarah. That's the case of someone who incites in Yer Nidachas, and therefore, he is not only is he inciting other people to do Avodah Zarah, he's doing it himself. So that makes it a much worse thing, and that's why the Gemara assumes as a matter of course that is more chamor. Okay. Skila chamor, I'm sorry. Okay. Skila, and so now we've finished proving sreifa as being the most serious according to Rav Shimon. Now we're going to go through skila and prove that it's more serious than harig and chenek. So skila chamor mechenek. Skila is more chamor than chenek. Why? Shekein nitin l'magad v'lo v'ed avodes kochavim. Because skila is a serious thing, because that's what you give to people who reject the Rabbanu Shalom. Michael Mro, Kidarman, like we said, that they're poshet yad be'ikar. So the Gemara says, well, how do I know skila is more serious? Adar abo, chenek chomer. I should say maybe strangulation is more chomer. Shekein nitin lamaka ava ve'imo. Because that's what you give to someone who hits his father or mother. Umay chomer, what's the chomer there? Shekein hukash podin l'kvod ha'makom. So we know that parents are compared to the Rabbanu Shalom. So maybe chenek is more serious. So the Gemara says, no. Something we've learned before. So he says as follows. Because since we know that a regular woman who ashesish, who is mezana, gets strangled, and someone who is an arusa who has an illicit relationship is removed from the category of chenek and put in the category of skila, it proves to you that skila is more chamor than chenek. Okay, so now we've proven that. Skilo chamura misayef. So how do I know that stoning is more chamur than the sword? Shekein nitna l'magadev. Because skilo is given to magadev. What's the chumra? Because it's posha yab be'ikar. So in other words, so you see that someone who rejects the Ribbono Shel Olam gets skilo. So that's serious. So that's why skilo is more serious than saif. So the Gemara says, Adrabba, saif chamer. Maybe I'll tell you that sword is more serious. Why? Shekein nit lancha yerni dachas. Because that's what yerni dachas gets. And yerni dachas is like an enhanced level of avodah zarah. Umay chumra, what's the chumra? Shekein mamonam avod. That you see it's enhanced because their money is off limits. So the Gemara says, Amrit. Which one is more serious? The guy who incites or the people who are incited? Heavy Omer, you would say, that it's the one who incites the Kavachomer. So therefore, you can make a Kavachomer. That if the Chenek is Chomer from Saif, which we know from the fact that is what the person who incites gets Chenek. And the people who were incited get swords. So you see that chenek is more serious than saif. And skilo chamura mimenu. We just finished saying that skilo is more chamur than chenek. Right? So therefore, saif hakal lo kol shekein. So then for sure, if a sword is less chamur than strangulation, and you see that strangulation is less chamur than skilo, then obviously skilo by kavachomer is more chamur than the sword. Okay, and how do we know the chenek chomer misayif? How do we know the last case that strangulation? And again, according to the Tanakama, saif was more chomer than chenek. But according to Rav Shimon, chenek is more chomer than saif. Strangulation is more chomer than sword. Shekein nitin lamaka avivimo. Why? Because someone who hits his father or mother gets strangled. Umay chomer, what's his chomer? Kida amran. Which is that hukosh kvod on the kvod amakom, that they are compared to the Rabbanu Shalom. So the Gemara says, maybe adrabba, saif chomer, maybe I'll tell you that sword is more chomer. Why? Shekein nitin l'anshe yerni dachas. Because that's what the people in the yerni dachas get. So my chomer, what's the chomer of yerni dachas? Shekein mamonam avad. That it's, their money is lost. So we say, amrit, and again, this should all be familiar, v'chi eza koch meruba. So you're gonna tell me that maybe sword should be more chomer than strangulation. So I'll tell you which one is a bigger power. Koch hamadiach or koch hanidach? The one who incited or the ones who were incited? Have you ever koch hamadiach? You would say it's the one who incites. V'tanya, we learned in a brisa, madiche yarnidach is beskila. That the ones who incite get skila. That's not where we're interested. We're interested in Reb Shimon because we're trying to figure out Reb Shimon. Now Reb Shimon says bechenek, that they get chenek. So what do you see? You see that if the inciters get chenek, and the incited get sword, so then obviously chenek is more chomer than the sword. So you see that between Rav Shimon and Tanakama says skila strefa, Rav Shimon says strefa skila, and then when in the hereg chenek in the Tanakama and chenek hereg. So what is it? The first one basically turns on how do you understand what happens to a basko and arusa. Is she in skilo or srefa? That will tell you which one is more serious. And then in this one, it has to do with how you understand the koach, the madiach, and the radiach, because that's a machlokas from Shimon and the Tanakama as to whether you see chenek there. Okay. Margalo bapume de Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan used to constantly say something, and Rashi says, Sadr haya davar hazeh befiv. It used to be something he would say. It was organized in his mouth. V'loisha shna mi-mishnah b'raisa. Not that he learned in a mishnah b'raisa. L'kach kiblo shmua me-rabba. This is what he heard from his Rebbe. So Rabbi Yochanan used to say over the following things. And this should not be a chiddush to us. Nara hamurasa bas kohen shezinsa b'skila. The Tanakama holds that a nara murasa, so we're talking about an arusa, who's a bas kohen, that's mizana, gets skila. Right? So this is, we're dealing with exactly the case we were dealing with before. The one open question we had was, what happens to a Nara Murasa Bas Kohen? So the Tanakama held that she stays in Skila. She does not shift to Srefa. Rav Shimon Omer B'Srefa. Rav Shimon says, in Srefa. Okay. Now, let's talk about another case. Zinsa Me'avia. Okay, now this is not your poster Beis Yaakov girl. So she first of all got engaged. She had Erisin. And then while she was in Erisin, not only did she have a relationship, an illegal relationship, she had it with her father. Okay? So she was Zinsa Me'avia. The halacha is Beskila. Now the question here is going to be as follows. Why is that a question? Because the question is, and this is what the Gemara is going to demonstrate, and what we said, the whole reason we went through everything we just went through was so that when someone is relevant to two Chayve Misos, then which one do they get? So therefore, in this case, there's a Skila punishment, right? And there's also for the fact that she was I'm sorry, so we say... Since maybe Arusa is a dicker, stay me so skill, Mishum Arusa, Srefa, Mishum Davia Zinsa. So, in other words, incest, having a relationship with her father gets her Srefa. So now we're talking about this case. So, according to the Tanakhama, so we should know the halacha. So, you're faced with the choice of Skila or Srefa. According to the Tanakhama, which one should govern? Skila, because that's the more Chamor than Srefa. Rav Shimon, we should know his opinion too. Rav Shimon, Omer, Rav Shimon says, Besrefa. That it's gets Srefa. Why? Because he holds Srefa is the more Chamor. So if you're faced with a choice of Srefa or Skila, go with Srefa. My Kamash Malan, what's this whole thing teaching us? So he's saying it's teaching us as follows. L'Rabbanan, it's going to repeat a little bit of what we just said. L'Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, Nesua Yatza L'Srefa V'lo Arusa. That it's only in a Nesua of a Bas Kohen who gets pulled out of her prior punishment, which was Chenek, and gets put into Srefa. V'lo Arusa. But an Arusa Bas Kohen stays, according to the Rabbanan, in the category of Skila, because that's more serious. L'Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, Achas Arusa V'Achas Nesua Yatza L'Srefa. That both an Arusa and an Nesua are removed from their prior categories, which would have been Chenek and Skila, and are put into Srefa. Why? Because that's more chamor. So the Gemara says, the time of Mai, what's the reason? Mishum de l'Rabbanan Skila Chamura. The reason that a Bas Kohen Arusa stays in Skila is because Skila is more chamor. L'Rav Shimon Srefa Chamura. And Rav Shimon holds that the reason that because Srefa is more chamor, therefore she gets removed from her prior position if she was in a Suwa from Chenek and if she was in Arusa from Skila in order to go to the more chamor punishment of Srefa. So nafkemina, what's a nafkemina? L'mishan is chayv shtei misas bezdin, nidim b'chamura. Because if someone has two chayv misas bezdin, they're judged by the more chamor. So therefore, getting back to our question, which is what we were trying to prove here, of an arusa who had a relationship with her father, is going to fall into this machlokas. The Rabbanan who say skila is more chamor are going to say she gets skila and not srefa. And Rav Shimon who says srefa is more chamor is going to say she gets srefa and not skila. Okay, so now, this whole thing that we just spent all this time on was premised on the fact, as I said before, that we shifted what happens to an Arusa Bas Kohen. So Reb Shimon holds that she gets moved out of Skila to Srefa, and the Chacham says she stays in Srefa. Where do we know that Reb Shimon says that she gets moved out, and that both an Arusa and an Asua Bas Kohen go into Srefa? From this Brisa, from this thing, and what was really going on is that what's being quoted here is a brisa where Rabbi Shimon is trying to prove that Srefa is more chomer than Skila, which is something we've discussed already. But in the context of that, you're going to see Rabbi Shimon say directly that both an Esua and an Arusa, Bas Kohen, are in the category of Srefa. So that's what we're going to see right here. My Rabbi Shimon, where do we see Rabbi Shimon? The sign, because we went to the brisa. Rabbi Shimon, Amar Rabbi Shimon says, Shnei Klalos Namru B'Bas Kohen. There were two klalos, two rules that were set in a Bas Kohen. Now the Gemara says, so what are those two rules? One is that says that a woman who is an Esher Sish, who's Mezana, gets Chenek, right? And the other rule, and so it doesn't distinguish Kohen, non-Kohen, right? The other rule is that an Arusa, a regular Arusa, who is a Naru Muraso, who's Mezana, gets Skila. So these are two general rules, neither of which distinguish a Bas Kohen. So we're going to say, Shnei Klalos, Namru B'Bas Kohen. So the Gemara says, B'Bas Kohen, V'lo B'Bas Yisrael. Those Klalos, you're saying, those rules apply, in fact, they're written generally by Bas Yisrael. It doesn't say anything about Bas Kohen. So what do you mean they're written by Bas Kohen? And they're not written by Bas Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Ema Ach B'Bas Kohen, meaning they're said also by Bas Kohen, meaning that in the abstract, we would look at the halacha that Esh Hashish gets Chenek, and an Arusa gets Skila, and we would say those same halachas should apply to a Bas Kohen. V'hotzei akosav nesua miklal nesua, v'arusa miklal nesua. But yet the pasuk comes and gives us a special halacha by a Bas Kohen, and it takes the nesua out of her category of chenek and puts her in the category of Srefa, and it takes the Bas Kohen, the Arusa Bas Kohen out of the category of Skila and puts her in Srefa. So this is where you see that Reb Shimon says that a Bas Kohen Arusa moves out of Skila to Srefa, which is really what we're trying to prove, but we're in the middle of a Brisa, so the Brisa considers. Ma kisha hotzi akasav nesua miklal nesua lahachmir. So now, he says, when, so that you move both a nesua and an Arusa out. Now when you move a nesua out, You're taking her from chenek to skila. I'm sorry, you're taking her from chenek to sreifa, right? When you're taking a bas kohen nesua from chenek to sreifa. Now everyone agrees that sreifa is more chamor than chenek, right? In other words, both the Tanakhama and Rishimin agree that sreifa is more chamor than chenek. They were arguing about sreifa or skila. So what do you see? You see that when a nesua bas kohen is taken out of her category of chenek and put in a new category, it's lechumra, when she gets put in the category of sreifa. So therefore, af kishahotzi hakatzav arusa, meklal arusa lahachmer. That when an arusa is taken out of her category, her prior category, it's lahachmer. So since she was earlier in skila and now gets removed to sreifa, what do you see? You see that sreifa is more chamor than skila according to Rebbe Shimon. Now the Braisa just continues and says something which we're going to examine tomorrow. Zomame nesua bas kohen bechlal zomame nesua bas Yisrael. So it says the zomamim of a married bas kohen, a fully married kohen, is in the category of zomame nesua. So let's understand what's going on here. If a woman is a regular woman, she's mezana, she gets chenek, she gets strangled, right? Now, if she's a bas kohen, then she gets sreifa, she gets burnt, right? Now, the question is as follows. So if someone comes, if people come and testify about a bas kohen nesua, so, and they say, and then they're then proven zomimim, what should happen to them? They should get sreifa, because a bas kohen nesua gets sreifa. But yet, the Braisa tells us that no, they get the punishment as if they testified about someone who's a nesua bas Yisrael, and therefore what would the zomimim get? They will get chenek. They will get strangled. And the Braisa continues. It says, "V'zomame arusa bas kohen, b'chlal zomame arusa bas Yisrael." So if people testified falsely about an arusa as a bas kohen, what does she get? According to Rav Shimon, she gets sreifa. Nonetheless, the zomamim would not get sreifa. They would get what you get for testifying against a regular arusa, which would be skila. So therefore, they're saying, and we're gonna darshan it in the Gemara tomorrow. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. So very quickly, let's just finish up. Ubas ish kohen kisechol. The pasuk says ubas ish kohen. This is the pasuk that talks about a bas kohen. It says ubas ish kohen kisechol liznos. But the Gemara cuts it off in the middle. Ubas ish kohen kisechol. That she does something. She makes something chulin. She makes something profane. So it makes something profane. So yachol, I might think afil chilulas a Shabbos. I might say, okay, so she made something profane. So we know mechalaleha mos yumas in the Torah is written by Shabbos. So maybe it means that she gets sreifa if she's mechal Shabbos. The Gemara says tamalomer. I'm sorry, tamalomer liznos the bechilulin Shabbos nusa kasu medaber. No, we're not talking about Shabbos. We're talking about znus. So yachol afilu pnuya. So I might think, okay, fine. We're talking znus. We're talking sexual immorality. But maybe it's even by a single that a bas kohen. Even though normally a single girl who has a relationship is not killed, maybe by a bas kohen she is. So the Gemara says nemar kanavia and nemar lahalan avia. That we have gzer shaveh. That it says avia by ubaskish kohen seichel lisnos, and the same avia which we darshened before. Bahotzei sanara el petach beis avia skalua. So it says you have a via written in both by Nara Murasa and by Bas Kohen. Malahalon znus imzika sabal, afkan znus imzika sabal. So he says, just like by Nara Murasa, obviously you are talking about someone who had erisin with a person. So you're dealing with a husband. So therefore, by Bas Kohen also is only when there's some connection to a husband, Arusa or Nesua, but erisin or Nesua, but some kind of connection to a husband, not a single girl of Pnuya. So the Gemara says, Oh, Eino Amar Avia El Hotzias Kol Adam. So the Gemara says, well, hold on, you're telling me that Avia is there to teach Agzer Shaveh. I'll tell you, maybe I need Avia for a different reason, which is to tell you that when she has relationships with her father, that when it says Bas Kohen Kisecha Liznos, so the way it would understand is Kisecha Liznos Es Avia. So the way we'd read the pasuk is that when a bas kohen has znus with her father, so maybe that's the case she gets sreifa, and that's why it references the father, not to give you a gzera shava. So the Gemara says, "Kishuamer he mechalalas have a kol adam amor." It says it can't be because it says, "Ubas ish kohen kisechal liznos," that she begins to do znos as a via he mechalalas. She is disgracing her father. But if it was a relationship with her father, not only would she be disgracing her father would be disgracing her. Because what happens, and I didn't say this before, we'll see it in Meretz Hashem in 2 days, but when she's Mizana, her father loses the kavod he gets as a Kohen, right? So she is Mechalelas him. But if she has a relationship with him, she also becomes a Chalala, she becomes all kinds of things happen to her. So then it would not be her disgracing her father, they would be mutually disgracing. But from the fact that the Pasuk says, that she's disgracing her father, it can't be she had a relationship with her father. So then what is the Pasuk of Via? Nemar Kan Avia, Nemar Lahalan Avia. So you use it for the Gzer Shavah. They say, here it says Avia, there it says Avia. Malahalan Znos Imzikas Abal, Avkan Znos Imzikas Abal. So that tells you that it's coming to teach you that the Halach of Srefa by Bas Kohen does not apply to a single girl. Now the Gemara says, okay, so you're telling me you're comparing a Bas Kohen to a Nara Murasa from Avia. So maybe I would tell you, maybe the halacha of Bas Kohen only applies by a Bas Kohen Nara Murasa, but not by a regular Bas Kohen. Ima lahalo Nara v'hiarusa, if you're telling me that just like there, it's talking about Nara Murasa, and we're learning a Gzera Shavar from Nara Murasa to Bas Kohen, Afkan Narahi. Afkan Narahi. Narahi Harusa. Here also, maybe I'll tell you the halacha of Bas Kohen is only by a Naru Murasa Bas Kohen. But Narahi Nesua, if she's a Nara that's already had Nesuin, or Bogeres Vihi Arusa, or she's already past the stage of Narus and she is an Arusa, or Bogeres Vihi Nesua, where she's doubly out of it because she's post her Nara stage and she's also already fully married. V'afilu hiskina, even if she's an old woman, meaning nowhere near Nara. So I would tell you, maybe in all those cases, the halacha of a Bas Kohen Besreifa doesn't apply because we learn from the Gzera Shava that from Nara Murasa that Bas Kohen only applies by a Nara Murasa. So the Gemara says, Tamulomer u Bas Kohen, when it says the Vav, u Bas Kohen, and the Bas Kohen, Mikol Makom, is coming to tell you that any kind of Bas Kohen, not only a Bas Kohen who's a Nara Murasa.
Sure, that's Bella.